Actual thickness assessment changes in the structure and electrical behavior of the left atrium are associated with conditions which predispose to atrial fibrillation. Although it is also recognized that these changes may occur in response to atrial fibrillation itself, cardiac computed tomography can be used to measure left atrial wall thickness and has been used to demonstrate that left atrial wall thickness is increased in atrial fibrillation. The high spatial resolution of computed tomography has led to the modality emerging as the optimal imaging tool for left atrial wall thickness assessment. We have proposed a method for left atrial wall thickness measurement using the Laplace equation and demonstrated that this method can accurately measure left atrial wall thickness across the entire left atrium. The method initially comprises computed tomography imaging from which the left atrium is segmented and the Laplace equation is then subsequently solved over a computational model derived from the segmented left atrium to enable left atrial wall thickness to be calculated. Furthermore, we have developed reference values for left atrial wall thickness measurements on computed tomography using coronary computed tomography angiography imaging from 193 symptomatic patients reported to the burden of atherosclerotic plaques in twins genetic loci and the burden of atherosclerotic lesions study. We found that the overall left atrial median wall thickness was 1.45 millimeters and that reference ranges varied depending on location. The ranges obtained are presented in Table 2. Inferior portion. Studies have also been performed to examine for association between left atrial wall thickness measurements and atrial fibrillation ablation success rates. Zhuo measured left atrial wall thickness at two locations, roof and floor, using computed tomography in 100 persistent atrial fibrillation patients. Catheter ablation was subsequently performed and the degree of atrial remodeling was inferred according to response to pulmonary vein ablation or complex fractional atrial electrogram ablation and categorized as weak, mild, or strong maintenance substrate. The authors found that areas of stronger atrial maintenance substrate correlated with areas of increased left atrial wall thickness. Stronger atrial maintenance substrate correlated with areas of increased left atrial wall thickness. While this finding is of interest, the lack of electrophysiological characterizing of atrial remodeling, which is instead inferred from precisional response, precludes firm conclusions regarding the relationship between atrial wall thickness and atrial remodeling. Furthermore, all measured thickness around the pulmonary vein antral in patients undergoing repeat the bleaching procedures and found that antral wall thickness was higher in areas of pulmonary vein reconnection. In contrast to these findings, Bersoli found no association between left atrial wall thickness measurements and pulmonary vein isolation success rates. Further studies are warranted to elucidate the relationship between left atrial wall thickness and catheter ablation success rates. The use of computed tomography to assess atrial wall thickness and provide non-invasive substrate determination may enable us to identify areas where the risk of recurrence is potentially higher and personalized therapy to improve outcomes. The utility of computed tomography-derived left atrial wall thickness in guiding catheter ablation approach has been demonstrated by Terras, who found that personalized ablation approaches adapted to left atrial wall thickness allowed pulmonary vein isolation with a lower radio frequency delivery, fluoroscopy, and procedure times. While further study is required, left atrial wall thickness measurements show promise for guiding treatment decision making regarding patient's relaxing and approach for catheter ablation. Epicardial fat and atrial fibrillation. Cardiac computed tomography enables a three-dimensional assessment of the volume, thickness, and attenuation of epicardial adipose tissue. Some studies have assessed the entire epicardial adipose tissue, while others have focused on the epicardial adipose tissue surrounding the left atrium between the myocardium and the pericardium. The observation that increased epicardial adipose tissue volume may be associated with an increased risk of cardiovascular events has prompted considerable interest in the study of epicardial adipose tissue. Epicardial adipose tissue is typically visualized as a hypodense layer with a density between -190 and -30 Hauschild units. Although other studies have defined epicardial adipose tissue with a range between 195 and -45 Hauschild units. Methods to assess epicardial adipose tissue using computed tomography currently vary, and future studies are warranted to define standardized reference levels. Several studies have shown that patients with atrial fibrillation have increased epicardial fat tissue thickness, mass, and volume compared with a patient without atrial fibrillation. A meta-analysis by Wong demonstrated that higher epicardial adipose tissue volume associated with the presence of atrial fibrillation to a greater extent than other adipose tissue deposits, such as abdominal or overall adiposity. The association between epicardial adipose tissue and atrial fibrillation appears to be independent of markers of adipose tissue type, such as body mass index and body surface area. Interestingly, it has been demonstrated that epicardial adipose tissue volume appears to be independent of left atrial size in patients with atrial fibrillation. Increased epicardial adipose tissue volume has been demonstrated to be an independent predictor of the subsequent development of atrial fibrillation and a stroke. In patients with COVID-19, epicardial adipose tissue volume was associated with a higher risk of developing new-onset atrial fibrillation. Several studies have assessed the association between adipose tissue and volume and the recurrence of atrial fibrillation after ablation, but results have been inconsistent. Statin therapy may reduce the volume of epicardial adipose tissue, thus highlighting a potential preventive treatment. Recently, assessment of the pericoronary adipose tissue attenuation has gained attention due to its association with subsequent cardiac events. Increases in pericoronary adipose tissue attenuation have also been associated with atrial fibrillation recurrence after ablation, and this may reflect inflammation, which has been implicated in the pathogenesis of atrial fibrillation. The attenuation of epicardial adipose tissue, particularly that around the left atrium, can be also assessed and has been found to be higher in patients with atrial fibrillation, independent of left atrial size, body mass index, and clinical factors. Several studies have also shown that patients with a higher epicardial adipose tissue attenuation have increased atrial fibrillation recurrence post-ablation, independent of left atrial volume, body mass index, echocardiographic parameters, and clinical factors. However, Hammack showed that neither total epicardial adipose tissue volume nor left atrial epicardial adipose tissue attenuation were associated with recurrence of atrial fibrillation post-ablation in 389 paroxysmal atrial fibrillation patients who were followed for 1 year. Notably, these studies have considered only single plane analysis. Or periatrial fat fibrillation attenuation limited to the posterior left atrium. Furthermore, cutoff values to accurately define abnormal epicardial adipose tissue attenuation has not been defined at a vary between research studies. Further mechanic studies are therefore needed to study the role of global periatrial fat and fat attenuation in atrial fibrillation pathogenesis. In a study by John, it has been shown that the rhythmic characteristics of epicardial adipose tissue they improve the identification of patients who have atrial fibrillation compared to quantification of epicardial adipose tissue volume. The authors demonstrated that rhythmic analysis based on machine learning identified atrial fibrillation with an area under the curve of 0.92, higher than the area under the curve of 0.73 for a model based on epicardial adipose tissue volume. Epicardial adipose tissue rhythmic signatures may also predict atrial fibrillation recurrence following catheter ablation. Further studies are therefore warranted to ascertain the precise of plays the role of epicardial adipose tissue rhythmic analysis in the diagnosis and management of atrial fibrillation. At present, it is unknown whether changes in epicardial adipose tissue are a cause or consequence of atrial fibrillation. Epicardial adipose tissue, which contains gangliated plaques, actively secretes cytokines and adipokines, which may lead to inflammation and atrial remodeling. The secretion of profibrotic factors by epicardial adipose tissue may contribute to atrial myocardial fibrosis, and this may act as a substrate for atrial fibrillation. Epicardial adipose tissue is also a source of inflammatory mediators, and it is well recognized that inflammation and atrial fibrillation are linked. Furthermore, epicardial adipose tissue is densely populated with sympathetic and parasympathetic nerve systems. Sympathetic nerve fibers. Thus, it is possible that epicardial adipose tissue may modulate autonomic effects, thereby contributing to the pathogenesis of atrial fibrillation. In the future, quantification of epicardial fat with cardiac computed tomography may improve the management of patients with or at risk of atrial fibrillation. Several studies are currently being performed to evaluate the prognostic role of epicardial adipose tissue in atrial fibrillation and to examine the impact of atrial fibrillation treatment modalities on computed tomography-derived epicardial adipose tissue measurements. Conclusion: cardiac computed tomography can provide important anatomical information for patients with atrial fibrillation and has been used in the pre, peri, and post-procedural stages of management. New techniques such as computational modeling and machine learning are improving our understanding of the development of atrial fibrillation and responses to therapy. In the future, information such as atrial structure, atrial wall thickness, the epicardial adipose tissue from computed tomography may be used to provide a personalized approach for the management or prevention of atrial fibrillation.